the bells chime seven times, completed at nine. The world moves slower, I find. No, but in shallow waters then I learned not to swim but to lie. I'll wait for now till it's ready to burn out. I insist on doubts were already lying on the glass.
That was Un Dernier Vers pour la Route by Beirut off their album The Flying Club Cup. And before that was Brandenburg by Beirut off their album Gulag Orchestra, and Bluish by Animal Collective off their album Merryweather Post Pavilion. This is DJ Chris Sein. You're listening to The Rainbow Theorem on 91.5 FM WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. And you are currently listening to The Rainbow Theorem's Christmas special, in which a ukulele player and an ocarina player decide to murder the Christmas classics. Remind the viewers who you are again.
DJ T Macaroon, reporting for duty.
Hey. So this is the Christmas special, part two. Yay! Woo! In the first part, we murdered four of your classics. Now we're gonna murder four more. Let's see if we can do this, I guess.
What one are we starting out with?
Why don't we just go in this order? Jingle Bell Rock, All I Want for Christmas Is You, Oh Holy Night, and Frosty the Snowman.
Ooh, okay.
And then at the end of this show, we have a special surprise for you.
Very special surprise.
Do we want to give it away?
No. Yeah. It's a surprise.
I mean, it could be a surprise for like 5 seconds.
We could hint at it.
How?
It just keeps on going on and on.
Yeah, Tara, mm-hmm. It's a December tradition. Yeah.
Yes.
All right. So, we are first going to murder Jingle Bell Rock. Let's see. Remember, we first goes like this, except first line goes like this.
That was it. That was the song. Okay.
Hang on. Okay. I'm gonna have to figure this out. And probably step way the hell back. Okay. Ready. One, a two, a one, a two, a three, a four. Thank you. Last verse is here. Also, your uke is picking up a bit too much, so I'm gonna lower its level slightly.
Oh, no. Okay.
No, we were on. This goes to this verse.
Yeah, I got to the B7 and completely lost track of where we were.
You can also do a B minor 7 here.
Want to do the
last verse one more time for the listeners?
Yeah. Wait. So what at bright time?
Yeah.
Okay.
1, 2, 3. To do that, like,
oh my gosh, my fingers are hurting. They, you know how after you play string instruments for a while you get calluses on your fingertips?
No,
that happens.
I don't play a string instrument.
String instruments are not my main instrument, which is why I do not have calloused fingertips.
I mean, you could have brought a toy piano along.
Could have I?
I could have borrowed one from the Tufts music department for you.
That could have been cool. Whatever. We're good.
Ding 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 ding.
That would be fun.
Except imagine my voice not being annoying and like 3 octaves higher. Alright. Yeah. Shall we?
Oh, I'm so ready for this. I'm so ready for this.
This is a cover of Mariah Carey's All I Want for Christmas.
I'm so pumped for this. I've been waiting for this one.
I'm not sure I've listened to this in full, so this is the one where I'm going to fail. Okay. Also, at the,
we can just,
yeah, I don't know what this middle bit is, so we're just gonna worry about this bit.
Yeah.
When you do this, like, I know it's rapid, but I'm gonna switch instruments, so it just, yeah, we're gonna play it that way. A.
Okay. Should we sing? If you want to force me to,
because we're murdering the classics anyway.
Up to you. What would you prefer?
I mean, you're the guest on this show.
Oh gosh, I can't make a decision.
Do you want my listeners to hear my awful singing voice?
Yeah, I do.
Oh god.
Scaring away those 4 listeners.
I don't want
to. Oh no!
No, I'm not going to do that. Okay. 1, 2.
But you can't forget about the ow. That.
Ow.
Oh, baby.
Somewhat. Okay. I'm not going to be able to sing this part. I don't know. I'm going to ad lib based on what I see on the page.
Okay.
Also, I'm surprised that no one's called in finding me with $350 yet.
Why?
I'll explain the joke later.
Okay.
1, 2, 3, 4. I don't want a lot for Christmas. There is just one thing I need. I don't care about the presents underneath the Christmas tree. I just want you for my own. more than you could ever know. Make my wish come true. All I want for Christmas is you. One, two, three, four. I just want you for my own.
Oh, wait. Oh, yeah.
No. All I want for Christmas is you, because I can't play this on the ocarina. We're going to murder the classics on this show, right?
Yeah. Oh, my poor fingers.
I asked you earlier this.
They're so unhappy, yeah.
I asked you earlier this week whether you wanted to do this, and you said yes.
And I do not. I'm not taking that yes back. This is.
Yes. All right. Next one. Do you think you can do this?
Yeah, I can do that.
I mean, it's really slow. It's in 12/8, but I would like to actually not murder this one.
Okay.
Because I
need to.
I wanna see if I can't arrange. I have some extra time. I wanna arrange this year. That would be fun. Okay. So, you have everything figured out?
Yep.
Can you do one bar of introduction just on C major? Do you know how to finger pick?
I do, but I can't really do anything super fancy.
I mean, I just need something really simple. I mean, something really simple would be nice because it's in 12/8, so it's like 1 and 2 and 3 and 4 and either that or thank you. We actually didn't murder that one.
Yep. I'm pretty happy with that one.
Yeah.
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 Yep.
So did I tell you I have a friend who has an accordion and we've jammed a few times?
No way.
Yeah.
What type of accordion?
Button
or keyboard?
What do you mean, button or keyboard? There's buttons on one hand and keyboard on another.
Okay, keyboard. Yeah.
Okay.
Oh my gosh, I want a keyboard one. I have a button accordion.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh man, why haven't I seen... The accordion is one of these things that's like, I see them and I want to learn it.
Mm-hmm. I wish I had a keyboard one just because that makes a lot more sense to me, you know, because I was raised with the piano and then... So you have that on one side, and the other side is all the buttons, which goes in order. So it's like G, G minor, like G7.
Oh.
But like, it makes more sense than that. But it's all in a row. So as long as you,
I mean, like, but what but I thought that, but to the best of my understanding, like that was the way that the buttons worked on a keyboard accordion as well.
Oh, I'm talking about a keyboard accordion, not just a button accordion.
Wait, so what is it on a button accordion, then?
Button accordion, it depends what key it's in.
Ah, so,
yeah.
Okay.
So, yeah, and then, you know, you have...
So keyboard accordion can do everything in any key.
Yep. Yeah.
Okay. No, an accordion would be really... It'd be really cool to own a keyboard and to learn that, too.
Mm-hmm.
Man... But yeah, we were thinking about being insane and busking in Boston.
Ooh.
Like, we'd have to look up regulations, but there's probably spots where you can just openly busk.
Yeah.
And we were actually thinking of raising some money for charity as well.
That's awesome.
But just belting out Christmas songs, which would be really fun.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, so I don't know the chords for... I don't know if he knows the chords for things offhand, like... Mm. I mean, we have to look shit up here, but... but, yeah. One more?
Yeah.
And then we'll take a break. I take a PSA break, Hal.
Oh, yep.
We have to do that soon. Right. Oh no. Oh. Twitter buzzed me.
Hey.
Do you think you get...
What do we have? We have my fingers are so sore. It is so unpleasant. Ooh. Let's see. Da, 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 da.
Oh, wait, hang on.
Yeah. Wait, I just need the flat diminished. Okay. Okay.
Hang on. Whoa. I want to do it in... I want to do it in a different key.
Oh, okay.
Oh, what? Oh, Jesus. There's so many verses.
We'll just do a few.
Okay, so what we're going to do is we're going to... intro, two verses, bridge, two verses, and then outro, which is the same as the intro. Okay?
Okay, there's the bridge. Okay, so intro, two verse, bridge, two. Okay, and then outro.
Intro, two, bridge, two, same as intro.
Yeah.
This might be a little easier. You can actually just leave this chord out if you want.
What one?
The F sharp diminished.
That's one of those silly chords on here. Okay, we'll see when I get to it.
I mean, dude, for when they put it on his head, which is really just outlining a G major chord. So I don't know why this chord progression here has an F sharp diminished in. I mean, wait, what? Wait, hang on, what on earth? There must have... there must... Yeah, that's outlining a G major chord all through here. So I have no clue why they go through a diminished and a minor chord. If you want, just G major throughout this line.
Okay. We'll see what happens once again.
I mean, yeah. Okay. Ready?
Yep.
Mic three.
Is
Try strum. Okay, I'm gonna take this down a little with this. Okay. You okay with? Thumpity thump thump thumpity thump thump. Oh, look at Frosty go. Slower. Thumpity thump thump thumpity thump thump. Look at Frosty go. Thumpity thump thump thumpity thump thump over the hills of snow. Oh no! Why am I singing in B flat? Ready? 1, 2, 3, 4. Thumpity thump thump thumpity thump thump. Look at Frosty go. Thumpity thump thump thumpity thump thump over the hills of snow. Oh. Did not murder that one.
Woo! Oh yeah, buddy.
Yeah. All right. PSA.
PSA time. Okay. What type are you in the mood for? We have arts and events, health, education.
I don't care. You're the guest.
What is in miscellaneous? I've read this bear one before. Oh, puppies. Puppies.
Well, what are you looking at?
There's one with puppies on it. Okay, I'm gonna do the puppy one. Puppy time is the best time for puppies. Ready? This is a 30-second public service announcement. Thinking of adding a pet to your family? The Sterling Animal Shelter reminds you that there are a variety of wonderful adult and young dogs at the shelter just waiting for a good home like yours. For more information about adoptions or pet care, contact the Sterling Animal Shelter at 978-422-8585 or visit www.sterlinganimalshelter.org. Remember, adopt, don't shop. This has been a public service announcement from WMFO Tufts Radio.
Woo!
Woo!
Hey, we got the PSA.
We did it! Look at the little pups. Look at them.
Oh, they're so cute.
Puppies, little pups.
There are some stray kittens on my street. And every and sometimes I walk past, and even though I'm running like 5 minutes late to class, I'm like, kitty, and then I dash off.
Oh, adopt them.
Okay, so we are going to take a few more minutes to get our act together over here, probably. Yep. In the meantime, here is some, I played some Beirut just now. I think they're pretty awesome. So I'm going to play you some more of them, unless you have any suggestions.
What type of music are you looking for, you know?
I mean, chill.
Okay, because I have chill songs, but they're a different type of chill song, so. I don't know. Do you want, like, a... How long of a break?
I mean, well, screw it. Well, why no. These, and then...
Okay.
Yeah, and then we'll just play right out of here. So, this is Perth from Beirut's album The Riptide. Enjoy. I mean, sorry, this is from Beirut's album No, No, No.
Lean as a shadow. candle's fire carries our good name. What would you ask a campfire? It scares me just the same. And who you've had it all along, an endless need for games. Just don't forget our candle's fire is only just
That was A Candle's Fire by Beirut off their album The Riptide, and before that was Perth off Beirut's album No, No, No. So, welcome back. We are currently in the middle of the Rainbow Theorem's Christmas special, where we decide to murder all of your favorite Christmas classics by trying to play them without really having practiced them before. So, yeah, I guess how much time have we spent on the Christmas special so far? Yeah, our first segment was like 25 minutes. The second section was like 25 minutes. So we got about 25 minutes left. So this is going to work out perfectly. I mean, if we don't take too much time on the last one.
Yeah.
I mean, we can just go fast.
Yeah, we can start off at different points, you know. We don't need to go through the whole progression.
We do.
Oh, God, then we're just going to have to do it fast then.
I mean, unless you want to leave one of these for last. Let's just start with this.
Okay. Oh, are we karaoke-ing? Karaoke-ing?
This one is not, because this one is easy.
Okay.
Okay.
Oh, it's a different chord.
It's an F major this time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
C7.
You okay working with this one?
Oh yeah.
This is probably all very boring to our listeners.
A sharp
is B flat.
Yeah, B flat, yeah. Yeah.
So what we're going to do is we're going to do verse 1, interlude, verse 2.
Okay, also the B flat, the B diminished 7. I can do a B diminished.
Just keep an A sharp.
Okay.
Keep an A sharp. Don't worry about it in either instance. Just keep an A sharp. You okay?
Yep. We're good.
We good, fam. Okay.
Oh, hell yeah.
All right. A one, a two, a one, two, three, four. Oh, well, no, there's a three-bar pit. There's a three-beat pickup, isn't there? One, two, three, four. Yeah, okay. I'll pick up. One, two. One, two, three, four. Did not murder that one.
Woo! Yeah.
I love how I love how our classification now is we murdered it or we didn't.
No in between, nothing higher.
Man, this has gotta be one of my favorite shows that I've ever done. I mean, the NME show is spectacular and nothing will ever top that because we had such a good ensemble that semester. Mm. And I brought them on and we improvised for 2 hours and people called in.
Oh my gosh.
And we had people participating in the improvisatory process with us.
That's...
I mean, like, I had two people called in and participated on the piece live.
Really?
But, I mean, like, who were making up a story to go with the piece. But the only reason I threw them in is because I knew they had experience with improv comedy so that mm-hmm. they could handle whatever I threw at them.
Yeah.
And, I mean, they didn't expect that, and I think they chided me afterwards for throwing them in there with that. but like, that's the way that our ensemble works, right?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, we should do a Christmas karaoke. I should figure out how to do this, huh?
Oh, boy. Oh, boy. Karaoke.
Should we go on the Elvis theme?
Yeah, we could. Or the Elvis way of doing it. Or who's the other popular guy who sings
Bublé?
This? No, not Bublé. Ugh.
I mean, Bublé. White Christmas has been Crosby.
Right? Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. We'll go with whatever this one is.
Okay. I have to figure out whether this works first, but we'll see. I guess I'll turn mic 3 off. Okay, so this is going to... We're going to attempt to have a karaoke to It's Beginning to Look a Lot Like Christmas, or with It's without an apostrophe and beginning spelled with...
Without the double.
Yeah.
Without the double N.
Yeah.
Beginning.
Okay. Let's see if this plays.
Ooh.
Hey, there we go.
Oh, this is...
It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas. Everywhere you go. Take a look in the 5 and 10. Glistening once again, with candy canes and silver lanes aglow. It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas. Toys in every store,
But the prettiest sight to see is the holly that will be on your own front door. A pair of hopalong boots and the pistol that shoots is the wish of Bonnie and Ben. The dolls that will talk when you go for a walk is a hope for Janice and Jen. And Mom and Dad can hardly wait for school to start again. It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas everywhere you go. There's a tree in the Grand Hotel, one in the park as well. The sturdy kind that doesn't mind the snow. It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas. Soon the bells will start, and the thing that will make them ring is the carol that you sing, like within your heart. It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas. Toys in every store. But the prettiest sight to see is the holly that will be on your own front door. Sure, it's Christmas once more.
In the morning, and we are singing karaoke to Christmas songs in the WMFO studio. So I am sorry if you thought that the Rainbow Theorem, if any listeners thought the Rainbow Theorem had, was very professional in the way it did its show. I mean, this is the most unprofessional show I've done by far. But this is safe harbor. We're allowed to do whatever we want at this time. I would have played along with that, but like, I think the key would have been impossible. It's E major, so it would not have been impossible, but it would have been difficult to figure out. I would like to play along to this though.
Okay.
I gotta figure out what the key is first. If this will play. C major.
I can sing.
Okay. yeah.
It might not go well, but I can do it.
Unless you want me to take one song and then you have a song to yourself.
What?
Solos?
Oh, you want like what parts?
I mean, I'll take this entire song and you decide another one to do.
Oh, I don't know what else I do.
I mean, we have
how about I do karaoke to Wham's Last Christmas?
I don't know that, so yeah, that would actually work really well.
Yeah.
Okay, we're going to do that. I'm gonna do an ocarina solo on Chestnuts Roasting on an Open Fire, and Tara is going to do a vocal solo on Wham's Last Christmas. Hey.
Woo!
Okay.
Christmas special.
All right, here we go.
Thank you.
Hey.
Ooh, good job. That sounded really nice with the...
Thank you.
Yeah, you did a great job. And with the piano instrumental, it just like made it, you know, an actual song unlike our other things.
Okay. Okay, here we go on the other hand.
Oh, I'm so ready. I hope I am. Oh.
Oh man, this is
Not the Taylor Swift one. Nah.
This is 4 minutes long. Are we gonna have time?
We have time.
We gotta go fast. Okay, here we have 4:40. Carly Rae Jepsen?
Oh god, no.
Cascada Glee?
I'm telling you, Wham, go up to the top.
Wham? Alright, here we go.
You need the Wham version. Let's Oh yeah. Okay.
Here we go.
Song?
No.
Oh my god, they just go, like at the beginning, and then ready?
You killed that.
Oh my god, that was... I was just wailing. That is not a song I can sing well, but it's fun to wail. It's fun to wail.
All right, and on to our last song for the night in which we ruin all your favorite Christmas specials. We are now going to ruin...
The 12 Days of Christmas.
Yeah!
Woo!
Okay, and you get to hear our singing voices while we do this.
Yeah,
might want to mic three
yeah,
up.
Mic three. I should be able to sing this better than the other one, but then again, I have a feeling this song is going to go a little differently than the other one.
Do you want me to take this down a whole step so that you get on the 12th day of Christmas? On the 12th day of Christmas, that's... I mean, it... This might push my... Do you mind if I go down?
Go ahead. Let's see what it is.
It's still easy chords. Mm-hmm. Or would the other one have been easier? On the 12th day of Christmas, my true love sent to me.
I just need a...
I could go back.
Oh crap.
No, you're fifth below.
I mean, we'll just go back. Okay. I mean, this might be easier.
Okay.
Oh, so we're gonna start here.
Mm-hmm.
On the first day of Christmas, my true love sent to me.
Sent to me. I thought it was gave to me.
It's sent.
What?
Sent to me a partridge in a pear tree. On the second day of Christmas, my true love sent to me two turtle doves and a partridge in a pear tree.
On the third day of Christmas, my true love sent to me three French hens, two turtle doves, and a partridge in a pear tree.
On the fourth day of Christmas, my true love sent to me
four calling... I thought they were calling birds.
So did I. Four...
Calling?
Four calling birds.
They're calling French hens.
And two turtle doves and a partridge in a pear tree. On the fifth day of Christmas, my true love sent to me five golden rings.
Four calling birds, three French hens, two turtle doves, and a partridge in a pear tree.
On the
sixth day of Christmas, my true love sent to me six geese a-laying,
five golden rings.
Three French hens, two turtle doves, and a partridge in a pear tree. On the seventh day of Christmas, my true love sent to me seven swans a-swinging, six geese a-laying,
five golden rings.
Four calling birds, three French hens, two turtle doves, and a partridge in a pear tree. On the eighth day of Christmas, my true love sent to me six emails, I can't count, seven swans a-swimming, six geese a-laying,
five golden rings.
Four calling birds, three French hens, two turtle doves, and a partridge in a pear tree. On the ninth day of Christmas, my true love sent to me nine ladies dancing, eight nymphs a-milking, seven swans a-swimming, six geese a-laying,
five golden rings.
Four calling birds, three French hens, two turtle doves, and a partridge in a pear tree. On the tenth day of Christmas, my true love sent to me ten lords a-leaping, nine ladies dancing, eight milks a-milking, seven swans a-swinging,
five golden rings. Four calling birds, three French hens, two turtle doves, and a partridge in a pear tree.
On the 11th day of Christmas, my true love sent to me eight for the brother, ten lords a-leaping, nine ladies dancing, eight milks a-milking, seven swans a-swimming, six geese a-laying,
five golden rings.
Four calling birds, three French hens, two turtle doves, and a partridge in a pear tree. On the 12th day of Christmas, my true love sent to me 12 drummers drumming, 11 pipers piping, 10 lords a-leaping, 9 ladies dancing, 8 milks a-milking, 7 6 geese a-laying,
5 golden rings.
4 calling birds, 3 French hens, 2 turtle doves, and a partridge in a pear tree.
I don't know whether that goes in the murdered category or not.
I think it does.
But a rightful way to end this show, I suppose.
Indeed.
Thank you for listening to The Rainbow Theorem this semester. This is DJ Chris Sy, and you are listening to The Rainbow Theorem on 91.5 FM WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. Thank you for listening to our show this semester. We'll be back next semester. Hopefully, it'll be my last semester here. And yeah, that's it. Thank you, everyone. We'll be right back.
the bless of my soul, what's wrong with me? I'm itching like a man on a fuzzy tree. My friends say I'm acting wild as a bug. I'm in love.